Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Northeast Wyoming under winter storm warning until Wednesday at 5 a.m. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A winter storm will impact the area today and tonight, bringing heavy snow to much of northeast Wyoming. The storm could produce strong winds and heavy snow, mainly afternoon. Temperatures will fall to around 24 degrees by 5 p.m., with wind chills as low as 7. Winds out of the northwest could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 90%. Total daytime snow accumulation of 4 to 6 inches are possible. The city of Gillette has also declared a level 1 snow emergency as of last night at 8 p.m. Per city code, this means vehicles must be moved from the designated snow emergency routes by 12 a.m. on Tuesday, February 14, 2023. Vehicles not removed from the snow emergency route by that time may be towed at the owner's expense. When the snow emergency is over, an announcement will be made by the city utilizing local media, the city website, and social media. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis was condemned by the Wyoming Republican State Central Committee on Saturday for her vote in favor of the Respect for Marriage Act last November. The resolution to condemn Lummis was a duplicate of a measure passed by the Goshen County Republican Party on January 30th, according to Cowboy State Daily News. It states that because the party adheres to the ideal of marriage being between one man and one woman, and that Lummis's vote for the Respect for Marriage Act is in direct contradiction to the Wyoming Republican Party platform, which is properly approved by the Republican Party that the senator was elected to represent. Lummis was attending an out-of-state GOP Senate fundraiser for Senator John Thune of South Dakota on Saturday when party leaders and its meeting in Thermopolis passed the resolution. Lummis said, ironically, Thune stated, "The Republican Party is the party that believes in and protects individual personal freedom. Sometimes I think Republicans struggle to figure out who we really are as much as Democrats do," Lummis said. Lummis's chief of staff, Kristen Walker, attended the meeting in Thermopolis on Saturday. Walker said Lummis stands by her vote. "Senator Lummis stands by her vote for the Respect for Marriage Act due to its expansive protections of religious liberties as well as its adherence to the Wyoming and U.S. Constitution," Walker said. She looks forward to continuing her work on behalf of the people of Wyoming. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.